Chapter 6. Tell us about your complaints. Words. Accelerated. Anti-allergy medicine. Antibiotic. Arterial. Ask. Bandage. Bed rest. Begin. Calendula. Carefully, attentively. Chamomile. Child. Clean. Consequences, effects. Decoction. Deep. Degree. Difficult. Doctor, physician. Drink. Effective. 8. Eucalyptus. Even. Fever. Follow. Gargle. Give. Give back. Health. Herb. High, elevated. History. Old. Hypertension. Illness. Immediately. Infect. Infection. Inflammation. Inflammatory. Invite. Juice. Laryngitis. Long time. Medicinal. Middle. Milk. Mineral. Normal. Notice, to note. Only. Otitis. Periodically. Phonendoscope. Please. Pneumonia. Prescribe, to a point. Process. Purulent. Put. Quick, fast. Recommendation. Rheumatism. Sell. Sick leave. Sign, symptom. Stethoscope. Strictly. Study. Take. Tell. Temperature, fever. Think. 30. Tolerate, to go through. Tonsillitis. Turn around. Under. Underarm. Usually. Walk up to. Warm. Water. Where. What. Wide. A patient walks up to the registration desk. Hello. Can I pick up my medical record? He asks. Which doctor are you seeing? They ask at the registration desk. I see a physician at 10 o'clock, the man says. Your card is already in the doctor's office, they reply at the registration desk. Thank you, says the man. The nurse invites the patient into the physician's office. Come in, please, she says. Hello, tell us about your complaints, asks the doctor. I have a very sore throat, a headache, weakness, tells the patient. Open your mouth wide, asks the doctor. The doctor takes a tongue compressor and examines the patient's throat. Your throat is red and inflamed, she says. Do I have the flu? Asks the patient. No, you do not have the flu. I think you have tonsillitis. You have inflamed tonsils, explains the doctor. The doctor takes a thermometer and gives it to the patient. You need to take your temperature. Take this thermometer. It is electronic, she says. How long should I keep it in? Asks the patient. It measures the temperature immediately. Put it under the arm, says the doctor. Good. Here you go, says the patient, and gives the thermometer back to the doctor. You have a fever of 38 degrees centigrade. There is an inflammatory process, the doctor says. I have a fever and sore muscles, complains the patient. Yes, these are symptoms of high fever, explains the doctor. The doctor takes a stethoscope. I have to listen to your lungs and bronchi, she says, and listens to the patient's chest. Breathe deeply. Do not breathe. Turn your back, says the doctor. Is everything okay? Asks the patient. Yes, the bronchi and the lungs are clean, responds the physician. The doctor asks the nurse to give her the tonometer. We need to measure your blood pressure. Give me your hand, asks the doctor. I usually have normal blood pressure, the patient says. Now you have high blood pressure, the doctor says. Could I have hypertension, the patient asks. No, I think this is the result of the fever, continues the doctor. The doctor takes a phonendoscope. I need to listen to your heart, she says. Yes, in the last few days my heart has been aching, the patient complains. You have an accelerated heartbeat. Do you have any complaints about the heart? Asks the doctor. Usually I have no complaints. Only in the last few days, the patient responds. The doctor examines the medical history and makes notes in the medical record. 2 years ago, you had pneumonia, she observes. Yes, I had a difficult illness, says the patient. You should be more attentive to your health. I am writing you a prescription, the doctor says. I cannot be sick for very long, continues the patient. Then you must strictly follow the recommendation, says the doctor. The treatment should begin immediately, the doctor says. I cannot take sick leave, the patient responds. You can have complications. Think about that, she explains. What complications could there be, asks the patient. Hepatitis of the middle ear, laryngitis, inflammation of the kidneys, rheumatism, says the doctor. I prescribe bed rest. I prescribe you effective medications. These are vitamins. Antibiotics, explains the doctor. I need to recover quickly, says the patient. Can I take my anti-allergy medications, he continues. Of course, you even need to take these medications, the doctor says. You have to drink a lot of juices, mineral water, milk. Everything should be warm, she continues. How many times a day should I gargle, asks the patient. You should gargle at least 5 times a day, says the doctor. What is best to gargle with, asks the patient. You can make a decoction of chamomile, eucalyptus, and calendula, says the doctor. Is it sold at the pharmacy, asks the patient. Yes, these medicinal herbs are sold at the pharmacy, the doctor says. Do you have children, asks the doctor. Yes, I have a child. He is 5 years old, replies the man. A purulent tonsillitis is an infectious disease. You can infect him, says the doctor. Okay, then I can wear a mask, the patient says. I prescribe a follow-up visit in 5 days. Get well, the doctor said. Thank you very much. Goodbye, replies the patient. Questions about the text. 1. Where does the patient go? 2. Where is his medical record? 3. Where does the nurse invite the patient to go? 4. What does the patient need to have taken? 5. What kind of thermometer is it? 6. What is his blood pressure usually? 7. Does he usually have a heart complaint? 8. What does the doctor examine? 9. When does he need to start treatment? 10. What complications could there be? 11. Can he take anti-allergy medications? 12. How many times a day does he need to gargle? 13. What is best to gargle with? 14. From what can he make a decoction? 15. When does the doctor prescribe a follow-up visit?